Well, hello everyone. As we heard in the History of Man, Part 1, man has been on this earth for nearly 6,000 years from the time God created the first man, Adam, and renewed the earth. We shall now concentrate on just the few years before the true 6,000th year. In God's master plan, the Feast of Trumpets is identified as the pivotal point of the seven annual festivals. God the Father has an appointed time for His Son to return, and it could very well be on the Feast of Trumpets. In the Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days Witch booklet on page 30, Mr. Armstrong states, "And perhaps the glorious second coming shall occur in whatever year it may be, on this very day of the Feast of Trumpets. Cannot we see this possibility?" Let's turn to Daniel chapter 12 now. Daniel chapter 12, and we'll read verses 8 to 13. It says, "Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, My Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." What days? At the end of the days they just talked about. Let's find out now why the book of Daniel holds the key to understanding the timing of days for the church that leads us finally to the day when Christ does return to this earth on the Feast of Trumpets. As it states in Lesson 44, page 6 of the Ambassador Bible Correspondence Course, everything prophesied will happen right on schedule. Given this information, let's turn to Revelation chapter 12. And hold yourself there in Daniel 12, but let's turn to Revelation 12. And we'll read verse 14. It says, "Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you will dwell..." Excuse me, that's not it. 12:14. Okay. "But the woman," talking about God's church, "was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent." So we know that's 1,260 days. Let's go back to Daniel 12, and we'll read now verses 4 to 7, talking about that same time frame. Starting in verse 4, it says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank, the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished." We know now that this is talking about God's church being in the place of safety for 3.5 years or 1,260 days of the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord leading up to the return of Christ on the Feast of Trumpets. Now, Daniel 12 and verse 11 is another key to understand that at 1290 days, the daily sacrifices will end and the abomination of desolation will be set up. We know that's talking about there in Jerusalem. And in Matthew 24 and verse 15, Christ also mentions that the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, even mentioning that the wise will understand. I'm going to read now Mr. Armstrong's personal in the January 1980 Good News, where he explains about these very days, the 1260, 1290, and 1335. Just going to read pieces of his article in his personal. He says, "Never before have we understood these periods of 1260 days, 1290, and 1335 days. But it seems evident now a blessing is pronounced on us, God's church, who wait and endure until the 1335 days prior to Christ's coming, but apparently that is the time when our work shall end. We shall then be warned and ready to be taken to a place of refuge and safety from the great tribulation. 45 days later, the beast's armies will surround Jerusalem. 30 days later, the great tribulation will probably start." The work of God's church ends at the 1335 days, which God calls the famine of the word. But God's work of preaching the gospel to the world as a witness continues there with the two witnesses until just before the very end of days, as stated in Matthew 24 and verse 14. And God wants us to wait, expecting that favorable outcome until the 1335 days prior to Christ's coming. When the 1335 days come, God's people will begin to prepare to leave for the place of safety. At this time, we will be tried and tested. And about 45 days later, it will take a tremendous amount of effort, a tremendous amount of godly faith, to finally leave your family and even many friends in God's church, no matter what organization they may be in. But when Christ returns, will he really find faith on this earth, as it says in Luke 18 and verse 8? Will God's people be waiting with expectation, with wisdom, with assurance, and the understanding of the proper timing when God will end the work of the church and we start preparing for the departure later to the place of safety? God will send his son back at the appointed time. But as you see, we have to be prepared well ahead of that time. Now, some key scriptures are found, and we'll turn to Mark. We'll turn to Mark chapter 13. And we'll read verse 32 and 35 of Mark 13. It says, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." In verse 35, "Watch therefore, for you do know not when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning." And let's turn to Matthew 24 and verse 44. It's back a little ways. Matthew 24 and verse 44, it states, "Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Now, when God uses the conjunction of day and hour, he's really saying that you won't know the hour on that particular day. And God always explains the meaning of scriptures, as we know, through the proper context and the original inspired Greek wording. And when you put all the scriptures together, on the same subject, here is the conclusion. At this present time, we do not know the day that Christ will return. We don't know. However, in the near future, we will eventually know the exact day.